Podcast. I, of course, am G Money. Welcome Periscope for joining us here as well. We had kind of, you know, I'm gonna have to admit we had an issue with our television portion of the show on the audio, so we had to.
We didn't know how to do it.
Archer. We had a problem with the audio, but that's okay. Archer. We're back now.
I'm trying to think.
And it's the Nerd Watch Podcast.
We're back.
Alika is in the house.
Alika's
in the house. Big C is in the house.
Hello.
Hennessy is in the house. Todd Bernardi, the Pasta King.
Woo woo.
Comic book artist and writer.
And inker.
And tracer.
And reader.
He is a reader as well.
Oh man, I got
the Nubian.
What is a Nubian? Nubian. And of course, punk rock superstar and all around
badass.
Great guy.
Batman fan.
Gannon is in the house as well.
I like Batman though.
Right.
Yeah.
See, if that happens
Superman
again on my thing, you could just totally take
it. My bad.
That's what I like doing.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, we're going to be talking about
so
some stuff.
Just
if you may have missed, ladies and gentlemen, it was the premiere of
The Force Awakens.
Of course.
We're not talking about The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
All right, listen, there's a show going on now.
Go
ahead, Todd.
No, please. I don't want
to. Well, listen, we could go over the fan theories that have constantly been going on Facebook, but I don't want to do that again.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk
really
about
don't.
Star Wars.
I really
okay,
don't.
Okay, so let's not talk about Star Wars.
No, let's not talk about Star Wars. So let's talk about this. First of all, Charles.
Hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you, Charles.
If you didn't miss it, if you guys missed it, which you obviously did if you're on Periscope, and if you didn't watch the television portion, we talked a little bit about the X-Files and the premiere of the X-Files. We think it's amazing. We're all in for the six episodes. Sunday and Monday premiered. The two-part premiere was amazing. Stay tuned. We'll talk more about that next week as well. It was part of our television portion of the show. We just didn't have a chance to talk to it on the podcast because of the audio issue. But just know, we all love the X-Files, and we're all here waiting with bated breath to watch the rest of the X-Files Season 10. All right, now.
All four episodes.
Yeah. All four episodes. We're all in. I want to send a big shout-out, of course, to Alika. He is the owner and proprietor of Maui Comics and Collectibles.
Every now and then he's here for the show.
He has
a
20% off Tuesday and new comic book Wednesdays to look forward to every single week. And he has told us on the portion that did not make this program but will now, International Ghostbusters or Mexican Ghostbusters, as we like to call it.
They're not really Mexican Ghostbusters, Jim.
Listen, Alika, don't ruin my dream. Of it being the Mexican Ghostbusters.
Amigos.
It's just regular
Pablo,
Ghostbusters with mustaches.
It's going to be Juan. It's going to be Romeo and Angel.
The three amigos.
Okay.
And the Ghostbusters.
And then the secretary is going to be Juanin.
Juanita.
Juanin?
Where are you
from?
Janine?
Anyway, that's coming out this Thursday for New Comic Book. Wednesday for New Comic Book Wednesday, and
for
then
full price Wednesday,
and full price Comic Book
full
Wednesday,
full frontal Wednesday,
and then of course
frontal.
He said there is
a
new
full frontal Friday.
He said there's a new Suicide Squad, a new
what's a discount on full frontal?
Did you say Deathstroke?
It was a saga.
There's a brand new saga. There's Deathstroke. Is it Deathstroke? Or was it Deadshot?
And Katana.
And Katana
number
is also
one.
Coming out for comic book.
And there's
there's
a woman.
Saga. Yeah. And there's Faith.
Yeah, Faith.
Yes,
there you go.
Thank you.
Faith. Just like George Michael. You gotta have it. Okay, thanks. Anyway, so you guys can look forward to that.
That's a Valiant title.
That is quite the Valiant.
It's from the Harbinger.
Harbinger?
From the 90s.
Remember the 90s?
Mm-hmm. I remember what it was like.
I'm going to jump in right here.
Cause you
Wait. You're going to jump in? Wait, I thought we were having the podcast with you. Yeah, where are you going?
He's jumping out.
Harbinger is one of the only 90s comics that's actually worth any money. It's about $50 for Harbinger number one.
The Crow.
Oh, I'm talking about Valiant Comics.
Ooh,
yeah,
Valiant.
Of course, the Crow is
worth money. Boom! Goes the dynamite, man.
Spawn number one.
$5 in your face.
It's $20.
I don't even think I can
do it.
$20.
It's $20. If someone made you pay $20 for Spawn number one, they're not your friend.
Well, listen.
This much of my
you're not my friend!
Oh, that was you?
Oh. All right, so here's the thing. If you live anywhere other than Maui, you can have your comic book sent to you from the islands.
I've got many customers in New York and Boston.
333 Derry Road. It is Maui Comics and Collectibles. My new tagline for them is superhero savings at mortal prices. So you have to check it out. It's Maui Comics.
That's terrible. Good.
And
that's
collectibles.
But it works.
Listen, it works.
Sorry.
It's good. Yeah, thank you. We don't want to do that. Yeah, anyway, let's get right to it, shall we? There's some interesting news developing that we can talk about nerd-wise. Some nerd-wise stuff. First off, I have to I'm going to make a bit of a what they call a mea culpa, as it were. To Format from last week.
I don't speak Mexican.
That's what it is. Because Format was absolutely right in saying that Labyrinth and Dark Crystal and the like from Jim Henson are fantasy movies, and I wholeheartedly agree with that. And for us
that
to put in
debate.
Any of that was because there was a bit of an argument about that. Not even an argument, but we had a discussion.
I don't even remember.
I
was correct, so I'm good.
Yes, you were.
Wait, amongst us or online?
No, it was on a...
Because I didn't argue that point.
You didn't at all.
No,
you didn't. You didn't say anything.
No way would I.
I think you're too busy taking pictures yourself.
Maybe it's because you're a Gelfling.
What now?
That's right.
I said you look a lot like a Gelfling.
I'm not talking to you, man. I was talking about how I almost slapped Greg in the head just now.
That's right. You're taking pictures yourself. Anyway, what I did want to talk about, though, is along those same lines. We did hear that whoever owns the rights to Labyrinth is looking to make a reboot.
Awesome.
Give it
to me. I think that they've got plenty to improve.
Which is funny.
Really?
Because no one that was involved in the original has anything to do with this one.
Jim Henson?
Did somebody say alive?
Not Jim Henson, not Brian Froud, not George Lucas.
Nobody. Well, interesting. So,
I can't imagine Lucas doesn't want a piece of this.
Listen, he could, I guess, but...
Labyrinth wasn't a big hit, though, back in the day.
It was a cult hit.
It was a cult
hit. Yeah,
it
grew on people.
It's a
didn't
movie
come out
over
of the,
time, like a massive
the theater,
big audience,
a blockbuster.
It did not set the box office on fire.
I've never watched it.
If it was, I mean, if it was,
I said I'm sorry ahead of time, but I've never watched.
If it was a big hit, Lucas would have prequeled it.
Have you watched Legend?
Yeah. Of course.
Okay. So my mother actually owns the son of the horse that was the unicorn. See, that makes no sense whatsoever.
The son
of
the horse from Legend.
Yes.
How many? Wow.
His name is Snowy. He's up country.
That's pretty cool.
Not joking about that.
I didn't realize there were that many horses.
And they've got it.
Horses.
Oh, and yes. Horses.
It's got a horn?
Horse!
That's crazy.
Horse.
Yes. What's the matter with you?
Horse.
Yes. He said horse.
I thought if you caught a unicorn, like it was a magical
That's thing. What I was going to say. So he's got the horn?
Yes.
Wow. Clearly.
No, remember they pulled the horn off. Yes.
I forgot.
So he's back to being a horse.
Clearly you're not horse. The film.
Horse. He's mean to me.
You're dragging
to
that horse. Too much,
sorry.
Anyway. Hey, you are really kicking that dead horse.
Horse.
Sorry.
Thanks, Todd.
Wow.
Appreciate that. Wow. Big shout out, of course, to Periscope, who's joining us for this podcast as well. If you guys got any questions, anything at all, welcome to the show. It's going
to
be fun.
Shout out to Christopher Walken.
Big shout out.
Wow. I've got a fever.
Right, so here's the thing. Are we okay with them being making
oh,
this?
Oh, yeah. Give
I
it
mean,
to us.
It's like no. when they
I wasn't, I wasn't happy with it when they said it was a reboot, but they've retracted that statement and said that it's a continuation of the story.
Yeah, I'm not okay with it at all. Because if you're going to do a sequel to Labyrinth, then why would you wait until David Bowie's dead?
Right.
Why would you not involve Jim Henson, which is the driving force of that movie? Why would you not involve Brian Froud, who's involved in the design of the entire movie? That movie looks like one of his paintings.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely right.
You don't involve any of those people. You don't have a sequel. If you're going to do a reboot or a reimagining, fine. But if you're doing a sequel when you don't have any of the elements that made it so strong, then what are you making?
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
Does anyone have any idea who they're casting as?
They're not there yet. They're still they're developing the script and they know that they want to do, but
it's going to be an all wrestling movie. It's going to be WWE. It's going to be The Rock. It's going to be it's going to be amazing.
By the way, not to get off the whole Labyrinth thing, because I'm with you on that. I don't think there should be a remake, but...
I'm okay with a remake. Well, that's what I'm saying the opposite. I'm okay with a remake, because it's a good, interesting story if you get good creative people on it. If you're making a sequel, though, without any of those elements.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm saying. Like, I see. Okay.
You can do a remake with anybody you want, and if they come up with a different take on it, that's one thing.
But so when like you're the Fantastic Four, right?
Well, sure. If it's done well. If it's done well.
If it's done well,
if
yes.
somebody oh, comes man. Along and they have a great if they have a great take on what a Labyrinth movie could be, then that's fine. But if you're doing a sequel to Labyrinth now? Because we're not talking about the same thing like how they're doing Blade Runner now, because Ridley Scott's still involved. Harrison Ford is still in it.
Yeah,
they're still
going to
carry on elements from the last movie. This, I don't even know what this is. They're not talking to anybody that made the first movie.
Right.
No, you do make sense because it seemed like it got announced the moment that David Bowie died.
Yeah, right? within the week almost it felt
yeah,
like.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Literally, the body probably wasn't even cold yet. They were talking about it.
This is like them remaking Psycho.
So somebody recording in Periscope has a problem. I'm not sure with what, but they have a problem. I don't know
what
it is.
No, they just signed in.
Well, did they? Somebody said they had a problem, but anyway, I don't know.
We're getting a lot of hearts.
There's not enough good looking people on the show. Right, I think.
Apparently not. There is
other than Charles.
It's my hair.
That's just what it is.
They can't see us.
That's
all
they see. Yeah.
Matt Fling joins. So,
howdy, howdy.
Hey Matt.
Hey Matt.
AMC is 101. Said hello.
Hey, what's up? So listen, here's the thing. Labyrinth. I don't think I'm not. I think the first one was fine. I don't even need a sequel. I don't need a remake. I don't need anything.
I think a sequel's fine. If you were to actually, you know, even a Labyrinth without David Bowie, okay, fine. You can tell a story in that world without the Goblin King.
I can
kind of follow along with that. But to not involve anybody that was involved in the previous movie at all.
Right, exactly. That just seems like a big slap in the face.
And that was a big
everybody that was
between,
involved with the original project.
Yeah, like the production design, the puppeteer work in that movie, which still holds
on.
Up. I bet you can watch Labyrinth now, and that movie still looks.
It does.
It doesn't look dated at all.
So, if you just joined us, we are talking about the remake or the reboot of possibly of Labyrinth. So, if you're just joining us, it's an interesting. I don't know. I'm not as interested in a reboot at all. I like the original. I think it's fine, just the way it is.
I think that's one of the biggest problems with a lot of films is they're trying to make money off of something that's already been done and not really recreate.
Because it's got its foot in public consciousness.
No,
that's why. It's brand recognition.
And what a perfect time to get the reboot going after the death of David Bowie. Wow.
I get that. But you know,
it just
seems
weird.
It's like, you know what, if you can't, like Kukui Project is a perfect example of having original content, starting something new, something different, right?
What is this again?
Sorry.
It's Todd Bernardi's comic book.
Todd Bernardi has a comic book. Yeah. He's sitting over here. It's the guy that looks like George Lucas. He has his own comic book called The Kukui Project. And it's about Hawaiians in space. So I'm not sure where he's going with that. But hey, listen, he's up to eight. He's up to eight
Man, I don't have that many.
Exactly 8 issues.
8 issues.
I'm not trying to segue on to just, you know, shameless self promotion for you.
Well, we
you guys.
But there
I need
it.
I need it.
To me, it's like,
give
you know,
it to me.
Come with some originality.
Gotta have it.
You know what I mean? Have some. Yeah. If you're gonna do something with Muppets and everything else, you know what I mean? Yeah, get Jim Henson involved.
I love
and
more
really
than Cowbell.
Kind of come up with something new, because I mean, honestly, it's getting tired to see everybody do a remake.
I don't have an embedded audience. That's an independent comic book from Hawaii that not very many people have heard of. So it's not the Avengers.
New ideas are risky, is what it is. That's exactly
it's $100 million movie.
Yeah, that's why they're constantly rebooting everything because they're trying to recapture the magic, if you will, of the original content, the original movie or the original show. That's why we're getting all these shows back that went away.
Mm-hmm.
If Force Awakens didn't make $1 billion, they probably wouldn't have. They might look for new content, but they're only going to reboot stuff.
And not to keep talking about frickin' Star Wars.
But we're going to talk about Star Wars.
Well, no. What I am going to say about it is that we now live in a world that's kind of dominated the way TV is run.
Yeah.
Where a television show will come out and they'll base every single episode off of audience reactions. So that you can retool how you're going to carry on the story as you go.
Good point.
Which, again, I'm trying not to talk about Star Wars, but they're already talking about rewriting episode 8 based on reactions to episode 7, which means that they're curtailing it to what the audience is liking. So they're trying to pay attention to what the audience is where the audience level of anticipation is at or what they're interested in. Well, but it's a television mentality.
It's smart, though. I mean, it's smart because for as much of a garbage movie as Force Awakens was, you're absolutely right. It needs a rewrite.
I'm saying that in the full breath of everything, though.
No, but
like, they make a Short Circuit then.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
they did make Short Circuit.
No,
you ever seen the movie Chappie?
you're right. Same story. Absolutely right. Same story.
I never watched
Down to the People with the Funny Accents.
But were they swearing a lot and a lot of killing in that one?
Like, yeah, it's Short Circuit, the R-rated version.
Okay. It is. It is. No, that's exactly what it is.
It's almost exactly the same.
It is. You're right. It literally is, with the exception of there's two people that aren't as charming. Los Locos kick your face. No, but there isn't two charming people like Ally Sheedy and Steve Guttenberg. There's two gangsters that are raising Chappie. So it's, I don't know, it's kind of weird.
Huh.
Yeah, it's not a good movie.
Diane,
oh, God.
And they're literally playing themselves in the movie.
They are.
They're playing themselves in the movie. He calls himself Ninja, and yeah.
Yeah, it's horrible.
But yeah, you want to watch Search Circuit the remake, just watch Chappie.
Yeah,
that's absolutely the same movie.
Same stinking movie. All right, well, listen. Okay, so now we're off the labyrinth train. Let's move on. I gotta
before we get lost in
there's a bunch of stuff right before we get lost in the labyrinth.
What I did there?
Nice job, sir. Nice job. That's why I have you on the show. You're much smarter than I.
I know.
Appreciate that.
Oh man.
For those of you that had not been paying attention to the internet, did everyone at this table?
Whoa. What the hell is the internet?
That's exactly what I
said. What do we do?
Whoa. Listen, here's my question.
Wow.
Did anybody... Thanks, Mr. Walken. Did everybody get a chance to see the Australia Day promotion for Deadpool?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I posted it.
He's not Australian, he's Canadian.
Are you talking about Wolverine?
Yeah.
But... I rebutted you on the Facebook page as well.
Ew.
Rebutted?
Yeah, you did.
I wish I had a different word for that.
Do you? When you rebut him, is it from...
I wish I didn't have to go through the procedure.
Is it behind his comment?
It's directly below. Do you know the Facebook
It's like you rebutted somebody and then you did it again.
But the Wolverine from the 1970s cartoon, the Uncanny X-Men cartoon they did, mm-hmm. had an Australian accent for some
reason. Because they thought that Canadians sounded like that.
Because nobody had ever been to Canada before and met
Canadians. That's what it was called back then.
Yeah. Before Canada. We discovered it. And started sending all the Americans with bad haircuts there.
Well, what do Canadians actually sound like?
I don't know, eh?
Oh. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. All right, so if you have
like from Minnesota.
They say, wow.
If you guys have not seen the Deadpool Australia Day promo, it's amazing. A lot of fun. Good opportunity to check it out if you have not. Also, did anybody see the Not Safe for Work clip from Deadpool?
With the butts?
With the butt thing?
No.
Oh my gosh, I did. It was...
I saw it, but I didn't...
Don't look at my messages.
I didn't get it. I was looking down because I'm looking at this.
I was
looking down.
True. Well, here's the thing. I don't know if Hennessy's looking it up right now.
That's what he likes.
I don't know if he's seen it yet.
He likes it.
Hennessy, thanks for joining us, sir.
the X-rated butt shot from...
No, did you get to see any of the Deadpool stuff that's been online recently?
I was looking at some earlier today. Fantastic. But the one you're talking about right now.
The Australia Day one?
Oh,
that's a great
one. He actually was looking it up.
See? That's Hennessy's MO here. He always does that. That's what he does, man.
I wanted to do what you're doing right now, but my phone is in his hand.
Just to back you guys up.
That's his MO, baby.
Well, buddy.
So, listen, we are 2 weeks. We're literally, I think, 2 weeks away from Deadpool, the movie, February 12th, I think. So, well, yeah, just
I love the walk-in pause in there. Deadpool, the movie.
The movie. So, Deadpool's going to be amazing. It looks like so far, every preview gets me more excited for that movie. And I can't wait to see it. I'm very, very excited. And
I'm trying not to watch too much about it right now.
Same here.
I haven't watched anything besides the very first one I saw where he beats up Mario.
As in from Super Mario Bros.?
No, Lopez.
Mario Lopez.
Yeah, that, I mean,
that was the only one that I watched.
Wait, Mario Lopez isn't from Super Mario Brothers?
Apparently not.
Anyway,
that's Mario
the
Mario.
The only one I watched, and I basically have stopped watching since.
And Mario Luigi.
I've had a little bromance with Ryan Reynolds since I found him in Van Wilder, and that's it.
Like, you personally found him?
No, yeah. Like, when I first saw that, I was like, okay, if I was not heterosexual,
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
all I know is that X gonna give it to you.
He could be the one that turns you, is what you're trying to say.
He would. He would be the one. If he came up to me today.
You're talking about Ryan Reynolds?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I sucked that guy clean on him.
I would watch.
He doesn't even have to wear underwear on the outside of
his
costume.
Are you gonna have to bleep all three of those words?
I think so. I think I'm gonna have to. Let me put a marker on there.
I would watch.
The one guy I would go for would be Ryan Reynolds.
Wow.
So Gosling, wouldn't rate nothing over Reynolds?
Zero.
Wow.
In fact.
Because Gosling's got that smoldering thing.
Go ahead.
Have we just tried?
What is going on over here? Good Lord.
Well, you started talking about Deadpool and then Ryan Reynolds.
This all relates. Drive, that's a book on the shelf right there.
Yeah. Would you guys do it in the Deadpool makeup?
Hell yeah.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
That'd be even more exciting.
Yeah, it would be.
Then you guys could be...
And we'd talk off camera, too.
Well, then you could be... Who would be the avocado and who would be the older avocado having sex? Who would be the... You'd be the older avocado or...
I don't know where you're going with this.
You never saw the preview yet, then, he's talking about.
The trailer?
Like I said... I haven't watched much more than him beating up Mario Lopez.
In the Deadpool makeup, he shows up and his buddy says, "Man, you look like an avocado had sex with an older avocado."
Oh.
He looks that good. Oh, well, so I'm thinking that, you know, that's got to be used somewhere.
Mask.
Yeah.
Now that you've made me explain my joke, it's real funny.
Actually, I wouldn't be the older avocado or the more fresher avocado. I would be the avocado oil.
Ah, that's disgusting. Anyways.
It's delicious and I cook with it.
So then you're healthier. Saying that Alika would be the older avocado?
Actually, he would be the pit.
It's possible. Absolutely possible.
He'd be the nut on the inside.
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, enough about Deadpool. Good God, I'm sorry I brought
him up.
Were
we talking about Deadpool?
I guess we were.
You guys are a couple of Richard Nutters.
Yeah. Periscope, thanks for sticking around with us. We're getting crazy in here.
Welcome back.
We're getting more people. What are they saying over there, Bernardi?
No, everybody left, and... They're like, we're going to go watch some hetero.
I see shaking
Periscope.
My head, actually.
Well, here's some other news I wanted to get to for the majority of you that do watch Doctor Who.
Ooh, hey, how you doing?
Stephen Moffat has decided to step down as the showrunner.
Yay! I heard that.
Yeah, yeah. Stephen Moffat has decided to step down, which I think is a good thing.
How long has the show been on since 2005?
2009, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a 2008, maybe?
Something right around there.
Because it started...
09 was a reboot, right?
The new iteration...
09 was a reboot.
The new iteration was with Christopher Eccleston.
I thought it was
originally. Yes.
Right.
Exactly. He was the 8th Doctor,
yeah,
right?
He was. No, he was the 9th. 9th Doctor.
He was only on for his
10th is Tennant.
Right, 10 is
Tennant. Yes, the ultimate.
Right. And then, Stephen Moffat, of course, is also the genius...
The Purple Man.
He's also the genius behind... Sherlock, the one with Benedict
Cumberbatch. I never watched
that,
but everybody says how creeped out they are by that depiction of Sherlock.
No, it's a good show.
It's a very good show.
Really?
The importance of this is that we have somebody else coming in to write some of these Doctor Who. Some of these Doctor Who lately have become very...
You lost everybody.
That's good. That's fantastic. Well, listen, the thing is that we...
Really?
Well, the thing about Doctor Who is really cool is that now we can tell better stories. Some of the stories got a little convoluted. Some of the stories weren't very good. So, and some of them, not all of them, but some of them. So hopefully we can get back on track and we make some good Doctor Who movies.
It was the gay avocados.
Doctor Who television episodes, which would be
the
great.
The mythology of Doctor Who is very intriguing to me, but I've never been a Whovian.
Well,
I've you know, since 08-09, like, and The Bad Wolf and all that other stuff, that really got me back into it. Because, I mean, you know, it got me into it in itself. And actually, I can thank Shaggy from Akaku.
Yeah, he's the one who always tries to sell me on it. He's always trying to, like, and, like, when I have questions about, like, what is this, I wanted to know what the War Doctor was, and he kind of, like, educated me a little bit. So, I'm interested in the mythology. It's just, I've never sat through too many episodes. I think 3 episodes total.
Watching an episode of Doctor Who is like Lays. Once you pop, you can't stop.
Yeah, I gotta
find the right starting point that gets me addicted, because I just started in the first 2 episodes of this season.
Watch the
I wasn't really hooked.
Start with Eccleston.
Watch The Weeping
Angels, right?
No, don't look. Episode. Don't look. No,
yeah. It's called Blink. Don't look. Right?
Blink.
Blink. Blink. Blink. Blink. Yeah, Blink.
Blink.
But that Blink one, nuts. I think, is a pretty good single episode.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
To get you interested in the series as a whole.
They have absolutely fascinating... The one thing about Doctor Who is he always had fascinating villains, which are very cool. Yeah. Once you learn his ultimate rivals, of course, his ultimate rival were the Daleks. When you learn what the Daleks are... Back in the day, they look basically like
people. You love on that, it hurts bro. My ears.
I know. Daleks.
Is there a pronunciation of Daleks?
Yeah, Daleks.
Not Daleks.
I call it Daleks.
The Daleks.
You sound like Brad Pitt from Inglourious Basterds.
There you go.
Arrivederci.
So the one thing about the Daleks is great is because once you find out what they are, and they, you know, back in the 70s and 80s. It's like they look kind of like
it's Soylent Green.
The effects made it look like they look like trash can versions of robots from like the Star Wars era. But once you realize the storyline behind them, it's really cool. I love them. And there's, like I said, there's other fascinating, like the Cybermen are amazing.
Exterminate.
So I'm a big fan, and I hope Doctor Who can move on to bigger and better writers.
It's been on since, like, what, the early 60s?
Yeah.
In some form or another.
50 years total.
I mean, there was a big gap.
Peter Cushing like, movie.
After, like, the there was six like or seven Doctor, there was a gap. And then they did some movies, right?
Sort of. They're not necessarily canon.
That's what somebody said, but also they kind of are. Like,
what is that?
Like, the War Doctor was part of only the movies. He wasn't on the
show. The Peter Cushing Daleks Doctor Who movies aren't... Exactly. Uh-huh. People don't consider those canon at all. Doctor Who is an amazing amazing television show. And Gannon, you should definitely get into it. Well.
You should get...
Jeez. Unbelievable.
I'm more likely to hop on the Doctor
Who
train.
Good, you should. Doctor Who train is amazing. Anyway.
Just the tip.
Wow.
Are you going to bleep those three words?
No, I won't. if he said just the TARDIS... Yeah. Then that would have been fine.
Then he would have blipped that one.
Then blipped that one out for
well,
sure.
Well, then that's how you get started. You just
yeah. word
just the TARDIS,
yeah.
And then you get Dalek deep in it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's bigger on the
inside.
That's
the name of this podcast, Dalek Deep. That's it. That's it. Anyway, moving on before this gets any dirtier.
Yeah.
What
do you think?
Speaking of exterminate, it's kind of interesting that we segue into this. We lost someone else this week.
No, man.
We lost Abe Vigoda.
Man, this year has been terrible.
We lost Abe Vigoda again. He's finally died.
Well, like, I remember through the 80s and 90s, his name was basically a punchline for somebody who you think is dead.
Yeah, of course, you remember Abe Vigoda from Barney Miller. More appropriately, he's remembered for the Godfather series.
Countless stuff that dude has.
Oh, yeah, he's in everything, and he's very funny.
Wasn't he on the Kids Say the Darndest Things?
He might have been.
An early incarnation of that show?
I think you might be right, because I don't recall, but Abe Vigoda, an amazing actor, super fun to watch. He's always the old... The old crotchety guy in the show, and he's very
At a certain point of his life,
that's all he could be. Yeah, you're right.
Can't play, the young surfer boy hanging out in Malibu when you're 80.
So Fish, yes, he was Fish. So big shout out to Abe Vigoda, and your contribution to television and movies and such, and we certainly do appreciate it. All right, now moving on because we're moving very quickly. Anybody who's anybody? Did anybody watch the new Warcraft TV spot?
Ooh, I have a place to say that, but no, I haven't.
Is it brand new this week? Or?
It's no, it just came out. I believe this past week.
I heard there's a new one, but I didn't see it.
You didn't watch it yet? All right. Well, there's
what was covered.
I'm not a Warcraft person. I think Format's the only legitimate Warcraft.
Excuse
game.
Me.
Wow.
Oh snap! I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Is
that says Yale.
Yes, my first name is Charles Yale.
Oh, okay. But those are Warcraft like runes or something. Mm. I'm.
He doesn't know. You can't.
I don't know. Come on.
Well,
I stated my ignorance before I started talking.
Hi, nice to meet you. I've got 10 years. Not just tenure, but I've got 10 years. I played the same
character.
Yeah. Well, he's actually played with me on World of Warcraft. I'm a hardcore horde.
Mm-hmm. Horde?
Horde?
Horde.
Horde.
Duh.
Okay, horde.
Just making sure.
Yes. Just making sure.
Like, for the horde.
Gross. So that's how you make your extra coins.
Well, I mean, I do have a tattoo to prove it. Oh, wow. Like, he's got many tattoos. This is my only tattoo.
Wow.
That's not your only tattoo.
What about the one on your lower back?
And, sorry, do I need to stand up and show everyone?
And yeah, even all lower four than
people,
that. And
we'll lose all four people. You realize that, right?
Your lower back and the one just below that, yeah, too.
Unfortunately, I don't want to know how you know that. Besides,
those
the
are my initials, okay, sir.
I'm very excited about the Warcraft movie.
Well, here's the thing, is that this last television spot that I'm assuming will also be on the Super Bowl, which I'm guessing.
I'm hoping.
You're
assuming or you're guessing?
Both. Assuming and guessing. Here's the thing. It's interesting to me that there is, in this new television spot, they really make an effort to show that the humans and... I'm going to call them the Horde.
The orcs.
The orcs. Yeah, I was going to call them
the orcs.
Horde.
Yes.
The humans and the orcs are on the same side, which is interesting. They're starting from like
they're not the on beginning. The same side.
So they're starting from the origins story of Warcraft, and I think it's kind of cool that I can actually put my place in here.
Good, because we're wondering if we can fit you the frick in.
All you wanted to talk about was food.
I'm sorry, that is a nerdy thing to talk about.
All right, whatever you say.
But, you know, it's kind of interesting because, you know, the orcs are from Draenor originally, and they're kind of being... Their world is kind of disintegrating, crumbling, or whatever.
Okay.
And they're coming over, and they're trying to find a new place. Now, you've got multiple races throughout all of Azeroth, which all have, you know, their own place. Like, you know, I don't really want to go too far into the lore, because I can go on and on for hours.
Please don't.
But long story short is that they're basing it off the original game, Warcraft.
Right.
You know, the start of that. And then they're going to essentially... build it up to the Frozen Throne and whatnot.
Right, so I'm assuming that this one's called Warcraft.
God, you're a dork, dude. Nerd. Like, somehow you telling all that story, and I've heard this from Format, somehow you talking about it, I'm like, dork, dude. And I'm wearing Batman underwear, sir. At least I'm pretty sure I am.
I'm not wearing any underwear.
Well, I already know that about you, though.
No, it's exciting for me because they have been talking.
It's because
about...
you're a part of the horrors.
He said horde, dude.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Damn.
Sorry.
He must be a hardcore clique.
I was wondering why you guys kept calling him the C word.
Wait.
That's his name. His name is Big C Word.
Do you get paid for your services? Because then it is the other way.
Are you done?
And we're going to get 3 hours out of this.
The irony of this whole thing is that he's actually paying them. So,
yeah,
so you actually, believe it or not, I recently stopped.
What?
You stopped the hoarding?
Out of protest?
The hoarding?
No.
You got out of the hoarding business.
Anytime you guys are done, I'll
be ready. I asked a legitimate question. I kind of wanted to hear
it. I'll ask a legitimate question.
Go ahead.
Did you quit out of protest? Was there something about the game that you didn't like?
No, Warlords of Draenor came out, and it became kind of frustrating for me to be playing the same game over 10 years. And I hadn't paid for almost 6 years of it.
How do you have time to even play with a kid and a job?
That was the other thing. Is that I didn't have enough time to really... dedicate to it.
So you saw the South Park Warcraft episode, right?
Yes.
That's pretty accurate, right?
Yeah.
I don't want it
can
to
be.
There are people...
Because that episode kind of made me want to get into Warcraft.
Okay, if you go to Goldshire,
you know, just
on certain servers...
Just the TARDIS.
That is totally what people do.
Just killing chickens for...
No,
it's a town.
It's a town in the game. On the Alliance side. And they call it... Cornshire, actually, believe it or not.
Oh my gosh!
No, it's an
I've
RP
never
role.
Been. I know
is that what saying, happens
only,
in there?
I played War of Warcraft Goldshire.
That's
wait,
Jesus.
That's all he did.
That's a hangout spot.
That's my own digs right there. Man.
You played? It's called Goldshire.
No. There's Warcraft. I never visited
those
there.
Two, it is awfully
and
close.
You know what's worse is that I was promoting it.
I'm not sure.
My feelings.
No. But here's the thing: is that he's right though. There are a lot of aspects to it that can get to that point. I've never been on any of those servers, but I've heard the stories.
The RP servers are pretty hardcore in RP. Some people are really into it, and you know, I mean, going back to your question, which was...
Did you quit for a reason?
Yes. I quit because of the fact that I didn't have enough time to actually dedicate to the game.
Oh. So it's nothing about the game itself.
I love the game. Right. I mean, I wouldn't have put a tattoo on my arm if I didn't love the game.
That would be really sad if this was like Final Fantasy VII era and you're like, this game can only go up from here. And you got to And then the Square Enix saga happens and you're like, ah!
No! That's what essentially, you know, I mean.
It's like fanboys with the Jar Jar. Yeah, this guy's going to be awesome!
Oh, awesome.
But yeah, I mean, when Warlords of Draenor came out, I just didn't have enough time to dedicate. And on top of that, most of the friends and people that I played with, they either left
tapping
or,
out.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, well, you know, are you going to continue play with Pugs? For anybody who doesn't play, you know, MMOs,
give us the lingo.
Pickup groups.
Pugs. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a pickup group. It's basically random
people. It's like how we used to do LAN games back in the day.
Yeah, but it's different. At least with LAN games, everybody has kind of like, everybody's there and everybody's going to work together.
Yeah.
In a Pug, it's like everyone's out for themselves. They don't care about you or anybody else. They're there for the loot. They're all there for the purples.
Like, you're a band of thieves. You can't really trust any of the people.
Essentially, yeah.
The and it's, purples.
It's, yeah, the purples.
Epic Loot.
Thank you. I appreciate you for
just
for being
trans.
Well, there's Warcraft like people listening to this, shouting these things into the podcast.
You need to remember, I've got a dirty mind. I have no idea what purples means.
No,
so I'm filling in the blanks in a different way than you might be thinking.
It's real good drugs.
Yeah. And,
it's not what I was thinking.
That's the problem. Is that you go into like a 20-man, 25-man raid, and it's like, all right, well, people will only go for one boss, and it's like, okay, well, then everyone else will leave. And you have to wait 20 minutes, and it just gets frustrating. It was good when we had 40-man raids where everybody showed up, and now rant over.
Thank
that means
God.
He's done.
He's one of the shorter Warcraft rants.
Thank God. Yeah, one of the shorter ones on this
Even
podcast.
Even Format's never gone into that much
no,
detail.
No, he's not. But
Format plays an undead, okay?
Warcraft.
I know there's a definite lack of interest whenever Warcraft comes up, so I just give him the basics.
It's not lack of interest. I never played it. It's interesting.
I saw everyone's eyes actually pay attention for a good 5 minutes.
No, they were glazed over. I don't know if you saw.
That's because of the donuts.
It's because you're such an Adonis. That's why.
I don't know what Adonis is. So.
Adonis?
Yeah. No,
a beautiful person.
Thank you.
It's not just the guy from Creed, but it's a word too.
With arms wide open.
So, getting back to the point,
different Creed.
Warcraft movie. Looks like it's going to be great.
I hope it is, honestly.
Looks like it's going to be great. Let's hope
it is.
You
haven't seen trailers for that either, then.
I've seen the first one.
Oh.
The one that was on the Force Awakens. Okay.
Oh, so
you couldn't
fight it, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, I watched the film 3 times.
Well, what I'm saying is you couldn't avoid that.
No, absolutely not.
Deadpool, strangely enough, you don't see too many trailers attached to films. Well, at least I haven't seen that.
No, you're right. I think you're right. Absolutely.
Because the target audience, none of those are R-rated movies.
I think it's because it's an R-rated movie, yeah, that they're kind of holding back a little bit more than they would do in the average.
I feel like the viral marketing is, like, killing it for Deadpool right now.
Fox is making that movie straight for the fans, so they already know.
I mean, it wouldn't be made because without the fans. The fans have got it made, so.
Yeah.
Well, listen. Warcraft.
All right?
It's an okay game.
If Big C ever comes on, we can never make jokes about it.
Who?
What are you talking about? You can always make jokes about it. It's hilarious.
Seriously.
I mean,
but
I'm sitting here playing Hearthstone, Heroes of Warcraft.
That's true.
Right now.
That is
on my
true.
Phone.
On your phone. He's hooking you up. But,
your phone.
Ranking them up.
Warcraft. Ranking them up. Want to get into something that more movie-centric that I thought I'd ask. We don't have to get too deep into it, no pun intended.
Deep.
But there's a lot of controversy going around Hollywood.
Hollywood. Gotcha.
I don't know how you guys feel about it. I thought I'd ask. There's a lot of controversy surrounding the Oscars right now because
they're so white.
What is it exactly?
Okay, so
because I didn't care enough to read it.
Okay, so it started with
it's something to do with race.
It started with Jada Pinkett Smith boycotting the Oscars because there were no black actors that were
nominated.
Can
you believe it that there's a racist movie out now called Race? Oh, crazy.
So,
the world we live in.
Yeah. So she started it, and Will Smith jumped on the bandwagon about it, and there was a lot.
Is
of
it
this,
not true? That's what everybody's trying to brush it off like it's not true. And like even one of the people, one of the Oscar judges who picks the films, he's like, "Well, why don't you tell basketball players to get upset that there's not more Eskimos or Muslims in there? It's like, shut up, white dot, white guy. It's like,
white dot,
white dude.
Let's be honest, though.
It's like,
let's be honest.
The Oscars are so white.
No. Let's be honest.
We enjoyed watching Creed. We enjoyed watching NWA. Yeah. And we're only willing to give the white people who are in those movies credit for that
experience.
Michael B. Jordan. And Michael B. Jordan deserves an award.
No, he doesn't.
but you know what, though? Like, if we're going to use Creed as an example, whose performance is more outstanding? Stallone's or Michael B. Jordan's?
I agree. Good point.
But I'm just saying, they're trying to find ways to give white actors awards. We need to get Matt Damon an award for this. Let's say it was a comedy.
I honestly can't follow the logic because I haven't seen the huge birth of movies that are being rated for the Oscars. But
I have a hard time believing that
I don't really
of color
think Straight Outta Compton, as popular as that movie was, did anybody really single out any of those performances Oscar-worthy in the first place?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
Impressive, only in the sense that they're new actors, but not in the sense that they'd be better than actors that are already going in other movies.
The head of the Oscars is a female black woman, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember her name at this point.
So, it doesn't mean the institution.
No, but wait a minute. Here's the thing.
That's like saying, we got a black friend.
How about doing this?
Not racist.
But wait a minute. This has more to do
with... Kevin Hart said, the most racist thing you can say is I got a black
friend. He's not Oscar... First of all, he's not Oscar worthy. Neither is Ice Cube. They haven't turned in any performances worth anything as far as an
I'm
Oscar
not trying
animation.
To ask if but, certain black people are Oscar worthy.
Tyler Perry. But that's
ridiculous that there are no people of color.
But that is the point, though. That would mean that the black community should take on the responsibility of promoting to be actors. They need to take on the responsibility of going, promoting themselves.
I don't even think it's that.
Hold on. I don't even think it's that.
Let me. There is the BET Awards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. They have their own thing for only black.
Yeah, separate but equal,
right? I don't even want to make it about that.
If we're narrowing our focus
on just the Oscars.
Right.
All we're looking at are movies on a case-by-case basis.
Absolutely. Has to be.
Again, I haven't seen the wide amount of movies that are being selected for Oscar campaigns, but I can't think of a movie this year where everybody was talking about how outstanding this performance was from this actor to this actor to this actor. The only two that spring to mind that have African-American actors in it is Straight Outta Compton and Creed. Those are the two this year that I remember. There might be others.
The point is, it's not just this year. It's just the recent history of the Oscars.
But the controversy is this year.
The controversy started this year.
Because 12 Years a Slave was rated.
Yeah.
It was Oscar nominated. It won Best Picture. 12 Years a Slave was a big deal. That came out. Mm-hmm. The actor that was in it also got a lot of attention.
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
It's the movies that are case-by-case basis. I don't think... I mean, mm-hmm. what the bigger question would be to look at Hollywood in general.
Yeah.
If that's what the issue is really all about.
Yeah, no, it is.
The amount of films with just white people
put it this
really
way.
It shouldn't even be that way, the new movie
coming out that's called... they just debuted it at Sundance. Birth of a Nation.
Birth of a Nation.
That's
for this coming year, not last year.
What's the guy's name? Parker?
I forget his last name.
Nate Parker,
that's it.
And he's doing Nat Turner's story.
Yes, and great story, by the way.
But he was saying how he shopped his story around and said, oh, a black lead? Cancel that. No money. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so that's all of Hollywood, and that's the belief, is that if you have a non-white lead,
but here's the thing. Sundance Now, that movie has made it's the highest selling movie. Not just the talk of the town. It already has been bought by Fox.
Let's fast track this to the Oscars so they can call us. Here's another movie that's
never going to really get Oscar nominated, but is a very popular movie with a lead actor that's an African American. Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It got Oscar nominated.
Not for his
performance sucks.
But this is going back to what I was saying. Hollywood in general,
I don't think Finn's performance sucks.
He's never going to get an Oscar for that part.
I'm not saying Oscar.
No one is. I'm not saying for Oscar contention,
but I don't think
what we're looking at is performances from people of African American descent. So again, it's gonna come back to a case by case basis. What movies this year have had performances that rated above everyone else?
Yeah.
Just put it this way. I didn't watch every movie that came out this year. I'm not aware of the racial breakup of all the cast members and the quality of their performances. I'm just saying, of all the hundreds of movies that came out in a year, and all of the very few of those that were Oscar caliber, that zero of the roles or any of the people who partook in that movies that were Oscar caliber, none of those people who won or were I mean, they had some nominations, right? At least, mm-hmm. I hope, mm-hmm. for God's sake. There were no people of color nominated.
Straight out of Compton. See, that's what's really got nominated for screenplay. But here's my
opinion. They won for screenplay.
You're talking about the Golden Globes again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but whatever. I'm getting mixed up. But it's the same industry. It's Hollywood.
But here's the thing: here's my biggest problem. If I may interject here, my biggest problem is this. Do we see the Hollywood Asian community getting all riled up about this? How about
I'm sure they would, but they're not.
No, they're not, because they're not. Look, when you have this victimhood status to yourself.
It's not a victimhood.
Because now they're a victim of white suppression when it comes to the Oscar nomination. That makes no sense to me.
This is why people feel disenfranchised, because then people start getting on that bent about, you're such a victim, you're so victim, and you're noticing this pattern, it's all in your head. You're completely making it up.
I'm going to be honest, I don't even care about any of this stuff. Like, this whole award mentality, mm-hmm. to me, if your whole job is to be creative and an actor and all these kinds of things, who gives a shit about the award?
I mean, thing to say.
But an award is a good thing to get in terms of recognition.
Yeah, right on.
But focus on the work.
Yeah, and Ice Cube.
If you do excellent work, whether you get an award or not, people are going to talk about it, and they'll never forget
Absolutely.
It. I mean, whether you get an award or not, yes, it's a nice thing to put on your mantle. It's a nice thing to get news and attention, and it'll help your work. But if your work is amazing on its own merit, people will talk about it regardless if you have that thing on your shelf.
All right, then that's the way I treat it. And everybody at this table can probably relate to this.
Okay.
Where's Samuel L.'s Oscar?
Where's Leonardo DiCaprio? Samuel Jackson?
Yeah.
Cuba
Gooding Jr. won it.
Oh, they can only have one darkie get the Oscar.
What movie would you give Samuel L. Jackson an Oscar for?
Obviously, Pulp Fiction.
Hateful Eight.
I
would.
It's a memorable part.
It's iconic.
But I would think he's been in movies
like that. It's iconic, but it's not Oscar worthy by any stretch.
Snakes on a Plane, please. People.
I like them in Django. Let me share with you that started he was World of Warcraft.
Actually, I think his performance in Pulp Fiction was a lot stronger than Django.
But here's the thing.
Nobody's mentioned The Butler, which was, I thought, a real good
movie. That also had an Oscar nomination.
It was nominated.
Yeah. But Oprah Winfrey had to carry it there. That's like white people's favorite black person.
Wayne Brady.
I'm sorry, I messed it up.
It's not mine. But the fact remains that it has to do about the work. Ice Cube was on the Graham Norton show, an English talk show. He had the best response to this. He said, we don't do these movies for the awards. He said, we do these movies.
Which is why he did two ride-alongs.
Yes, thank you. Good point. He said, we do these movies for the people. He said, basically, we don't give a crap whether or not we get nominated. He said, the majority of us don't care if we get nominated.
80 to 90% of the movies know they're not going to get nominated. They're not the caliber of stuff. It's a very limited, narrow scope of kind of movie that gets nominated.
Right.
I'm saying that narrow scope. Still, yet there should be a lot more diversity than there
is. What you're saying is that it's not about performance. It's about putting.
That's not what I'm saying. It is about performance. I'm saying those narrow scope of Oscar-worthy films and contenders need to be a little more diverse.
So what you're saying is, though, so it's like
people are sick of seeing white guys win all the time.
I'm
sick of seeing white girls act as Hawaiian.
Yeah, exactly. That's a huge problem. People are like, that's not a big deal. That's a huge fucking problem.
Hollywood in general has that problem.
No, when Emma
because
Stone
you'll see Chinese people playing Japanese people.
No, but when Emma Stone that's a big problem. As a Hawaiian person, that infuriated me as a Hawaiian person.
No, she was part Asian.
Whatever.
You don't look that Hawaiian.
And she was...
The hair part.
Once again, the fact remains, do we need affirmative action for the Oscars?
It's not affirmative action. I feel like some of these performances are being overlooked.
But who? Because nobody in Straight Outta Compton should get an Oscar nomination other than possibly the guy who played Eazy-E.
The whole movie driven by Paul Giamatti and I
will give it up for this. I will say this. I will give it up.
Forget the actor's name.
The best pictures this year.
That's
only,
weird.
There were only eight best pictures. Now the Oscars can give out a possible 10. Okay, they only did 8 this year. Okay, it could have been a possibility that Hateful Eight and or Straight Outta Compton could have made that best picture list.
I don't even think Hateful Eight would have been deserving of
that. I agree with you. That's what I'm saying.
Movie.
So do we just shoehorn them in to say, hey, listen.
No, nobody's saying shoehorn
these movies
in. Black
folk, here you go. Do we
saying there's other people working on these movies.
I know, but do we pander? That's what I'm saying.
That's not what we're saying. That's what we're... It's not about pandering. Well, the controversy is that the people who are deserving of the award are not.
Well, okay, so
we feel that they're not getting the attention that they deserve.
We understand your point, but specifically, who are the point?
I don't have any specific people.
That's the point.
That's the point that's being made.
Well, I'm just saying in past Oscars, even people of color have been overlooked. You know,
they haven't been. Well, a lot of people have. I mean, like, Cuba Gooding Jr. and
that's your favorite guy to go to.
Jerry Maguire.
He won the Oscar for all the black
people. But another point would be, though, if five guys are all nominated.
Oh, it's Jerry Maguire, didn't he?
If five guys are nominated for a part and they're all white guys, that means four of them are going to be overlooked anyway. That's all the same race.
You guys are totally missing the point. It's like...
Well, that's the point. Well,
it sounds like you're saying that black people need to step it up.
No, I'm
because
just saying...
Because they're being overlooked because...
I'm saying the ones who have already stepped it up are being overlooked, and that's unfortunate.
But you got to have a specific
case in mind. When you base it off of this guy versus these guys, is it really...
I'm not saying go pick the black guy because he's black.
That's not what I'm saying.
No, I'm saying it feels like a lot of people of color are being overlooked.
No, it's fine. That's what it sounds like.
And not just of color.
Smith and Will Smith is saying, though.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I think that's kind of the point.
I don't think it sounds like that at all.
No, but they're saying, well, we're going to boycott the Oscars because of the fact that...
They got to add a little hyperbole to get it to be viral, and Oscars So White is a good way to do it. It gets everybody's attention when they say it that way, but really, the Oscars are so white. If you're a young kid and you don't see somebody who looks like you up on that stage, it's very daunting to you to think that
you know the NBA used to be all white,
yeah,
and then the blacks came and then it became all black.
That's true. Yeah, you know
that's
why
how
used
the
to be
Oscars
all,
are
you know how used
they're
to be
all
white,
white
because there was
now
a bunch
they're
of guys
trying to
who keeping
black.
The black people out.
It's because Will Smith didn't get an Oscar nomination
for concussion.
And I can't speak to that because I didn't see that movie. But
it's terrible, and he's terrible.
Nobody really did, and I don't think...
I think Greg's the only one that went to see that.
Yeah, he's terrible, and he's terrible in it. It's not a good movie.
I think anytime that there is an Oscar nomination or whatever, you have to consider the ratio of people that are in Hollywood in itself, and then the people who actually are capable of being Oscar worthy. You can't just say, oh, well, there needs to be more black people because there's not that
Well, that's
many
what I'm saying is the industry that goes back
in
to
that industry.
The right. fact that people aren't don't see people of color in leading roles as being a profitable driver
with,
of a movie.
With radio.
I don't know if that's true. I mean, Tyler Perry's movie always makes hundreds of millions of dollars.
Tyler Perry makes a ton of cash. He writes these movies and
but
nobody
it's true,
seems
though.
To
it is true though.
And acts in him. And no one seems to. He never gets any Oscar nominations. Because
they're not good.
But see,
there you go. But they make a
the
ton
black ones aren't that good.
But going back to that.
It is.
I just swore, by the way, if you want to cut that out.
It is messed up. It is legit messed up. But it's true.
Going back to that.
And the other
black
thing is, the other point.
Appreciates that. Though.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's the point that I'm trying to make is that. The
awards.
I understand that a blaxploitation movie is not going to be an Oscar caliber film ever.
Have you ever watched the movie This Christmas? Was there any white people in it? In fact, Chris Brown sang in it.
I'm not going over to make sure that everybody has one of every race in every movie. I'm like losing my mind over this because obviously you guys think that it's okay that everybody and everything
is
white.
What I agree with you is that maybe we should
but
see...
Wait, the gods of Egypt!
So you're saying Gods of Egypt deserves an Oscar nod?
No, I'm saying...
Exactly.
I'm saying all those gods are white.
I will admit, there are racial problems... No,
are you guys even listening?
There are racial problems with Hollywood in general.
Yes.
They've always been there.
Yes.
We can't...
So if you have a racist industry... There's no way that the award show that they hold isn't racist.
But you cannot use the Oscars as your means of changing an entire industry.
I agree with the controversy. I'm not saying use the Oscars and change everything. But it's a good time to talk about it.
It's a good thing to talk about in general. Sure.
I don't know.
I'm one who says I don't think so.
You cannot.
Of course you don't think so.
No,
you believe in white power.
Wow.
Here's a guy who pretends he's not half Filipino over here.
That's right.
Tell me
all the time.
Private pile.
That's right. But here's the thing. Wow. If we honestly take a look.
I caught that one. That
was so clever. If we honestly take a look at Hollywood, okay? I think it has a lot to do, a lot less to do with race, has a lot more to do with pandering. And but the biggest thing for me is that you can't.
Way to look at it. You're not like trying to sprinkle people of different race through a film to
pander. No, I'm not going to go, okay, well, listen, there's three white actors in the best actor category. And I think we should have two black guys or one black guy and an Asian guy. That's not how I look at it. You look at it as performance. It's
quality.
It's about quality. That's how you're supposed to get a job. It's about what you put on screen, right?
And what you can put into.
But if you look at the process to get the actor from the audition in to the screen, that whole process is set against them.
That's not the Oscars' fault.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying it's the Oscars' fault.
But you're saying that it's a giant symptom.
I'm saying they need to make an effort to look at the folks who made it that far.
Right.
What's to say that they didn't?
Yeah.
And just it doesn't still happens. All these white
guys
want
out. It just seems like a giant coincidence that every white person
won. But the fact is that the majority of them are white actors and actresses who win these awards.
But here's the fact.
I do math for a living. I'm a mathematician. Yeah, statistically, that doesn't jive.
Right.
Statistically?
Yes.
The majority is all white, but somehow some black guy is supposed to win.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that zero black guys can ever win.
But
there's
only one winner, though.
Not just black.
There's only one winner, though. There's only one winner.
No, right. There's many categories.
Right, but what you're saying is...
For every category, there's only one winner.
Nobody of color, what
is everybody talking about here, though? What we're talking about is best picture, best actor, best actress, best director, best supporting actor, best supporting actress. Those are the six categories that we give a crap about, right?
Yeah.
Because it's not like the guys
behind
the scenes.
We're not watching for best editing. We're not watching for best special effects.
Right.
Those are the ones they throw in.
That's
the
ones they throw in all along the way. It has nothing to do with that, or else the guys behind the scenes would be saying
it's a dog and pony show.
Right. It's a whole dog and pony show. My thing is that for as much as I hate Hollywood, okay, and for the things that they stand for, the majority of it, I will say this. Blanketing them as all being racist.
I'm not saying they're all racist. I'm saying it's a pretty racist industry.
You can't. That's fair, I guess. I can say that. I agree, but you can't.
But it's also changed a lot.
Again, going back
start
to that,
really paying attention
that, that
to
statement,
it.
Though, that means, and truthfully, all of media is a pretty racist industry.
A lot of things are structurally racist.
Homophobic.
But what blows my mind is how people can accept that structurally. Systems can be racist, but all the outcomes are hunky dory after that.
Nobody's hunky dory. I think that
after 2015, and you guys know this. I mean, everybody here.
That's why I brought up Birth of a Nation. Is like they're going to bring that straight to the Oscars to shut everybody up who did the Oscars so white hashtag.
I don't think that that's it. I think that
I'm pretty sure. I'll predict it right now.
Birth of a Nation is a good movie. Alika does have a legitimate point because Birth of a Nation is already being talked about for next year's Oscars. It's already happening. That's how good it is. They already paid $17.5 million. Fox Searchlight did to have this movie. They turned down Netflix at $20 million so they could be in the Oscars. So it was a political move, regardless of how you look at it.
Yeah, but they put up their own money to create this movie.
Right, but somebody paid them $17.5 million
After they finished it.
But that's not the point, though. The point is now it's become a political football. And the fact is that if you're honest, you would say that they should have taken the $20 million, but it's not about the money. What it's about is to get it to the Oscars. We'll take the $17.5 million from you, Fox Searchlight.
That's not political. That's purely financial. If you get your movie to the Oscars... Instead of putting it on Netflix for everybody to be viral about, that's a financial decision. I would say, only because
because financially Netflix makes more money.
Not if you get your movie to the Oscars.
From a financial point of view, you want a film that will last in perpetuity.
You're right. You don't want a title. You had a wonderful fan mail from that guy, man.
Ideally, you don't want to have a title that makes money once.
Sure.
You want to make a movie that'll make money over.
Yeah, it's not like the box office. A movie's not defined by its box office. That's like a half the story, if that.
I'm sorry, I should be...
Yes, and no, because when the film first comes out, it's basically treated as the big commercial for that movie, and then beyond that. You want a title in a catalog. You want a movie that will sell 20 years down the road that you'll still talk about.
Black Panther.
So you already released
the prestige collection.
But I will say there's a bit of a political stance on that as well, because when you have it in the Oscars... That's something you can attach to it to sell it further.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can put that on your cover. If it's an Oscar award-winning film,
exactly.
You and I both had worked at Blockbuster at one point in time.
Sure, we
both have seen how many people come in for films and what kind of films come in and all that other stuff. You know, I mean, there is that huge diversity that you're having to deal with. You know,
I'm saying diverse movies exist, people create great movies and whatever. That's not my problem.
People like the B films. And you know what? The Oscars, I mean, like he had said earlier, the Oscars shouldn't matter to the people that are actually making the films.
That's why I don't pay attention to mainstream movies, because a lot of it is just over-regurgitated
crap.
Whitewashed crap. Yeah. And I just
I honestly think the focus is in the wrong direction.
I agree. Yeah,
I think that
I think it's a good time to shine light on it, because it's true. But nobody
why is it,
of color
but why is
anything.
It up to the Oscars to be used as this...
Statistically, it doesn't bode.
But why is it the Oscars that we have to focus on as the problem?
Because the Oscars just happened.
But the Oscars are not the problem.
The actual problem
is the entire industry, so who cares about the Oscars?
Let me just say
because now's a good time, because it just happened.
No, but here's the thing.
These entertainers... These actors, what they really should focus on is the entire industry, not just who cares about the Oscars. Honestly, like,
well, put it this way: people are paying attention to it right now, and when you're a few people against a gigantic industry,
but what I'm saying is they're narrowing their focus. They're narrowing their focus.
They're not narrowing their focus. They're bringing attention to the issue. It may seem
this is hour three of argument about whether Hollywood is racist and how we will determine that.
No, no. But here's the thing: to kind of put a stamp on this, as far as that goes, I'm a guy who believes that there's nothing wrong with the way the Oscars are doing their thing. If you don't get recognized, that's fine, because it's not about that. In my opinion, it's not about getting the awards. It's about satisfying the people's need to watch your movies. That's what I agree with Ice Cube on that. But I will say this. I think it's interesting that why doesn't the black community, who seems the only one that is the loudest voice in all of this, they are the only voice that's the loudest in all of this, why aren't they taking the time to educate their own people about the beauty of being a performer? Why aren't there more black actors? Why aren't there any more black artists?
Who else doesn't have any Oscar contenders? Asians.
Yeah, I know.
Mexicans. There's a lot more races that aren't in the Oscars, not just black.
And so that's what I'm saying. So that's why they're the loudest of everybody, but yet we're supposed
to pay attention to that. I don't think that's fair.
I think your point on that is completely ridiculous.
So what you're saying is just black folks that we should be worried about?
No, I'm not. I said people of color. People who are not white.
For Sicario.
But then, oh, right.
So you got to think, the people
who have won an Oscar, in ratios terms, seeing that you're a mathematician, they are the second most people that have gotten an Oscar, as opposed to Asians and others.
Latinos.
Yeah, but that statistic Mexicans also just shows you how non-diverse the movie industry is.
I understand that, and I respect that. What I'm trying to say is that they are number two, as opposed to everyone else being way lower on the totem pole.
Just like Bono. In that episode of South Park.
I would just say strengthen what you're doing in this industry, and then things like the Oscars would change. You have to look at the entire industry, not just the Oscars.
Just blame
the Oscars for an issue is one thing, but to look at the entire industry, just to focus on your work and do the best you can in your work, Oscars is just a dog and pony show.
It's
just something to get an award.
And so, I think that this is all going to change after The Force Awakens made $1 billion and there's a black guy and a girl as the lead characters.
A girl that they don't sell any toys for.
Well, that
they are now, though.
They are now.
They
do.
They haven't been marketing her very heavily.
Well, listen,
they didn't think that was going to be the character.
She's the main Jedi. Yeah, it's all Finn, and the two bad guys are the highest.
That's really
same mistake as Warner Brothers. There's a lot of Wonder Woman stuff coming up.
And I think that's not really Hollywood so much as the way that those people are, as the way Hollywood is marketing itself. Mm-hmm. I think Hollywood has got a lot of supposedly smart mathematicians telling them what the market says, and then they release stuff, and then the market gets pissed. And it's because these mathematicians are using the wrong models.
So could they're
using the wrong statistical models.
Okay, so let's let.
So really, I think that really we should be pissed off about the mathematicians. They're ruining.
Let me check that marker. 1 hour and 2 minutes, guys.
And then my other point, but I mean, we're getting a Wonder Woman movie this year. Mm-hmm. We're getting a Black Panther movie this year. Mm-hmm. I think that diversity in Hollywood, however weak it has been in the past, it's getting all, it's light years ahead of where it was in 1960.
I'm not going to argue on that point, but it's not.
So give it time.
We're not the United Nations of Benetton yet.
Well, I understand, but give it time. Nobody's in light.
Give it 5 years.
I agree. We're on a fast track. But the thing that's putting us on a better bent is people complaining when they see injustices. It's fine.
Why is getting an award an injustice? And to get on people's cases
for complaining about injustices that they perceive. I mean, who are you to say that that's not a perceived injustice to them?
wait a minute.
I think that it's also...
What you're saying is that you have guys that make $30 and $40 million a year do performances maybe once or twice a year.
I'm not talking about how spoiled ass they are or what they deserve in life. I don't give a crap about that thing.
No, but what you're saying is...
I'm talking about the example it sets to the rest of the nation who's not 90% white.
So what you're saying is that the black community is entitled to those Oscar nominations.
No, I'm not saying anybody's entitled to anything, okay?
So then how...
You're trying to put these dumbass catchphrase words in my mouth.
No, wait a minute, but that's what it sounds like, though. Wait a minute, that's what it sounds like, though.
It sounds like that because you hear certain words and you catch on to them and you remember what Rush Limbaugh told you to say.
Wait a minute.
And then you try to battle his point for him.
No, all I can see is everyone else on this side of the table aside from YouTube.
Because the reason that G can't, the reason we've been on this so long is because G can't let me not concede. Like, I'm not going
to
concede
to
you ever.
You don't have to concede to me.
I will never concede.
You don't have to concede. What I'm saying is, though, I think Todd brings up the most cogent point in this entire argument, and it's this.
What is this code?
If people...
Somebody needs to know how to read.
If people that are the higher-ups are saying that this is what's going to sell and this is not going to sell, it's not about color, it's not about race. The only color that matters is green. And if you say that a Marvel movie with a black lead like the Black Panther is going to make money, that's where you're going to go with. If you say that this movie's not going to work with any other actor but Brad Pitt, that's what they're going to go with. Doesn't matter the color. It doesn't matter the diversity. It doesn't matter anything. It's about the color green and all the money that can be made with it. It has nothing to do with color. So if that's the case...
It has something to do with color.
I am one of those guys that believe that now it is so easy for anybody to go out and make their own movie.
The reason we're talking about it right now is because it does have something to do with color.
I always say that both of you guys are right in your own respect.
It has everything to do with Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah, you guys both have absolutely solid points.
Neither one of them is wrong.
Right, no, exactly.
I don't know. I think you're both wrong.
All right, we'll concede that they're both wrong.
I'm trying to get away from this. It's like, you know what?
I think we need more black actors in the playing Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
You know what?
Now I'm going to have to stop you right there.
All black Ghostbusters.
All black Ghostbusters.
See, now that would be racist as hell.
No, we are.
Wow. I don't know what conversation I'm in now.
A remake of House Party with white guys.
Oh! That would be great.
Professor Barry.
Macklemore and who's the other one?
Professor Barry would
Eminem.
Have to be dead.
Yeah, Eminem. Macklemore and Eminem. Yeah, dude,
and,
that would be a killer House Party.
What's that guy's name? He played with Kid Rock. Uncle Cracker.
Wow. Uncle Cracker, yeah. Right there.
Yeah, it's official. Nerdwatch Soul Bite.
Like the
is
worst movie ever.
All right, listen. Before we get out of here, because
Bubba Sparks,
it's almost time for us.
We're gonna have a white rapper super jam.
Somebody light the cross up.
Well, here's the thing. I love talking about controversial subjects, just like the next guy. But before we get out of here, there's a couple things I want to mention. Number one. It was Super Bowl 50 coming up in 2 weeks. For those of you that didn't give a
right.
Well, the thing is, but the reason why I bring it up is this.
Commercials.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because there will be trailers, and we don't know what they are going to be yet. So that may be a big deal.
Batman versus Super Bowl.
Something to look out for. Okay?
What is Super Bowl?
Super Bowl's February 7th. Yeah, so that's one thing. Second, the other thing I want to bring up is that this past weekend was the Royal Rumble. And I just want everybody to know... the Royal Rumble was, if you don't watch wrestling...
Oh, it's a wrestling thing.
Which you should.
Thought it was a World of Warcraft thing again.
No. Wrestling.
That would be our expertise.
Yeah. Wrestling. Great pay-per-view. It's the road to WrestleMania. Wrestling. For those of you that don't know, watch it. I'm not going to spoil anything. Let's just say I will spoil one thing. Roman Reigns is no longer...
I'm not going to spoil anything, but here's a spoiler.
Here's a spoiler anyway. That's the second thing. That's coming up. It's the road to WrestleMania. I'm very excited about it. All those wrestling nerds out there that watch, I'm stoked.
Okay, brother.
Second to last thing.
Oh, God rest his soul, man. We need more entertainment.
It is.
Right?
Well, not unofficially. It's officially, as of this year, the 25th anniversary of Hook.
Awesome.
Oh, wow. Really?
I was
curious. Why do you make me want to cry?
Robin Williams.
Thank you.
I feel so old. Robin,
my happy thought is to have a dad.
It came
just
out
like you.
In 1991. Okay? I don't know if there's a commentary to it. I don't know if that's something you guys are interested in doing for commentary.
Everybody would be interested.
Spielberg never does commentaries, does he?
No, he never. Not that I'm aware. But
and
there
I
could
don't
be somebody
think he
else.
Would start with Hook.
Point taken.
Well, he didn't do it for E.T.
I think he would start with Hook because there's only, you know, he can only go up from there, right?
Are you saying that's one of his worst movies?
I'm just saying,
a lot
wow.
of people at the time believed that it was one
oh
of
my
his worst
God.
Movies.
It is considered the weakest of
yep.
his canon.
Yep, absolutely.
Like in all the things he's done.
Well, everybody talks crap about AI. I'm surprised nobody would put that below him.
You know, strangely enough, not so much. Over the years, people have embraced AI more lately.
And I love both of those movies equally. I love them very much. I love anything with that I want to be a real boy theme, like, you know, the Pinocchio story.
AI,
like,
no black actor.
What about that terrible... wait, Steven Spielberg.
Please don't go back.
What about that terrible cartoon that he recently came out with?
What was it? What was the cartoon?
Tiny Toons.
No, it was...
Hey, Tiny Toons was dope.
Animaniacs.
Steven Spielberg did a cartoon.
It was a movie. It was a cartoon movie.
Animaniacs is the first kid's cartoon.
Oh, you mean The Adventures of Tintin.
Man from Nantucket joke.
That was not Spielberg, was it?
That was him.
The animated Tintin?
Yeah, that was him.
The CGI Tintin?
He directed it.
Adventures of Tintin?
It was
not. You're still insisting on doing the next two?
Yeah, you know.
Even though nobody saw the first one?
Nope.
I saw the first one.
No
black actors.
No.
Okay.
I'm in the middle of something here.
But the...
If I had a
Tintin's so white, man. If you look up a picture of a white guy, you're going to find Tintin.
Listen, if anybody catches freaking Aliko watching a movie with no black actors in it,
yeah.
Call him on it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, that would be racist. I'm saying it's fine to watch a movie with any
RoboCop
people of any race.
RoboCop 1, 2, and 3 had a black actor.
Yeah, there's black actors
in
there.
That's true. White leads, though.
Yeah,
white leads.
Well,
anyway.
The chief is the same black guy in all mm-hmm. three.
Well, but he's an angry black man.
There's the,
so
there's
so
the guy
stereotypical.
OCP
he had a black gun.
He
does
did,
that count?
It counts. He got a black gun too.
Well, the reboot is
an oversized
black.
Desert Eagle.
That's right.
In the Canadian miniseries, there's a black RoboCop.
Wow, that is true.
He's black and he has a black suit.
Prime
too.
Directive, right?
Oh, that's
prime
awesome.
Directive. That is really awesome.
There's more than one RoboCop in the miniseries.
Yes, the Prime Directive.
One of his partners, if I remember the story correctly, one of his partners also gets killed. And they replicate the RoboCop process. On him, and he's kind of more of an evil RoboCop, and they end up fighting.
Oh, because he's black.
He's black and
obviously.
A black suit.
Oh, man.
Obviously. Jeez.
I love all these completely non-racist conclusions.
It's not just Hollywood. It's Canadian
miniseries.
Well, we all know how vicious racist Canadians are.
That's I'm right, sorry. Absolutely. I take it back. It was actually George Lucas that made Strange Magic, which
yes.
was
yes.
Really
okay,
horrible.
We back this.
If you're going to bring up stuff, bring it up. And
I can't believe you wasted a Google search session.
I'm sorry.
All right, so here's the thing. Are you guys interested
yeah.
in doing Hook
hell
the
yeah.
25th anniversary?
Is this
yes.
or like a commentary?
Yeah, want to do
that
for commentary?
Some weird sexual thing?
No. Okay. No,
I just want to lose my.
You
didn't
say meat Hook. He
yeah,
said
lose
Hook.
My mark.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, so we'll think about
Hoffman.
That. I'll talk to.
No.
I'll talk to Professor Barry.
That's enough.
To see if Professor Barry's in for that. That would be fantastic if he said.
I think he would be.
I think he would be. And last but not least, I just want to let everybody know that.
Hey, there was a black actor in that
oh
film.
You know the irony of all this is? I remember a few years ago that this country was saying, boy, when we get a black president, we're not going to talk about race. This is where we're going to change this country. Do we talk more or less about race now?
I don't
more.
Know.
More.
Well,
crazy,
people
right?
Bring...
Are you
but,
mad
but
about
no,
that?
But
oh,
no,
do you want to go bring it up to every black person?
It's got nothing to do with politics. It's got everything to do in this current environment we live in where everything insults everyone.
That's right.
You
yeah.
can't do anything without offending
That's
anybody.
That's true.
Well, and
case in point, I held the door open for a lady, and
I
she got
that.
So mad at me. So I
can't
slammed it
in
her face.
Good for
I
you, Foreman.
And then slammed it.
You know, I would have said cry more noob
mm-hmm.
at that
mm-hmm.
point.
Well, the
it's what we like to call feminist Nazis. Is what mm-hmm. she was probably. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
isn't
when you
the shirt
to,
for that feminazi?
Feminazis. Yeah.
Usually, I've noticed that it's the smallest contingent of people that make the loudest
yeah,
noise
definitely.
About things like. Especially when you're
but
a you're
here's
a
the thing is, I mean, that's a great and lovely generalization to belittle people who have a struggle.
Oh my God!
But there are, no, trust me, when there are people who don't feel that they have a position to speak up, that small little entitled contingent who's saying something that means something to them, maybe those people aren't the best avatars of what's happening to the people who are really feeling that trouble. But they appreciate the fact that people are saying it loudly and clearly for other people to hear.
Thank you. That would make you would have a legitimate point if the Constitution didn't exist. They have a right to say whatever they want whenever they want.
I'm just saying that the most the people
you're like taking apples and oranges and lumping them together.
Oh my god!
And you have no idea.
What about the Occupy movement?
The point
that's my point is
what about it?
The Occupy movement was a small or a very large portion of people. It was a huge portion of people. There was the 99th percentile of the human beings on this.
Why are we even talking about that?
Yeah, I know.
I was talking about stupid small things being offensive to everybody.
That's what I'm trying to say. And Todd, I like your point. The smallest dog in the yard makes the most noise.
I'm just saying. And so you hear people that are so upset about, oh my god, they got the lightsaber the wrong color, you know? And the people that are really and within the nerd community that have got that are the most offended by the legend thing for Star Wars, and I'm just using that as a good example.
Baby blue.
Everybody
knows it's baby blue.
So what I'm saying is that, you know, most casual fans are not going to get that offended.
Or even care.
Or even going to care.
Right.
So you've got I'm not talking.
I don't disagree with that.
For the record, it's baby blue. I very carefully didn't say minorities. because
what does Gannon's Ben have to do with anything?
Because
that's why we call ourselves that.
Because it's because
you're the loudest.
Yep. Because it's
nice. We are actually.
I get it now. Makes sense.
It's a cross races. Too. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different fans from a lot of different backgrounds with a lot of different. You're looking at me like you're confused.
I have no idea where you're going.
That are upset about the wrong color of a lightsaber.
Let me put a nice bow on this to kind of tighten this up. Look at the diversity of this podcast. People that disagree, people that agree, people of different races, different colors, different creeds. Doesn't matter. We all have a voice, we all have a say, and we can put it out on the internet and tell whoever one wants to listen to hear it. Correct?
And rant about it.
And let me tell you something, not everybody in any country has some of the freedoms that we have existing here.
Well, here's your nice little bow. This is what I'm talking about, is people on a one-on-one basis are not racist or hateful or bigoted at all. You can, even people who claim to be that way are not. I've seen people who have claimed to be, I hate gay people.
That's canon.
He
loves gay people.
What the hell?
He loves gay people.
Nightly. You're on the record.
How do I take this off the record? His girlfriend's best friend is gay.
But that's what I'm saying is, here's an example. My best friends in high school were gay. My sister's friend was a raging homophobe. My friend Joe thought it would be funny to give the guy a hug and grab his butt. He immediately got socked in the face. Joe was not of the strongest constitution, starts to cry. And this hard-ass thug dude who claims he's a raging homophobe wants to kill all gays, feels sorry for making this gay guy cry, and gives him his jacket and walks him home. You know what I mean? On a one-on-one basis, people are generally decent.
Because we're human.
And
Agreed. The fact, absolutely.
We're all trying to get rid of this racist... It's changing over time for the better, of course. Mm-hmm. But there's still a lot of it that needs to change.
The fact that people are
aggressively trying to not let that last vestiges of the racist system die is utterly mind-blowing. Because on a one-on-one basis, people are not racist or bigoted at all. Even as much as they claim to be or not.
People want change, but they also fear change. Mm-hmm. It's human nature.
Yeah. I'll agree with that.
I'm a guy who believes that racism will never go away. You cannot outlaw evil. Period.
I don't know, man. Right? Disco died. So
I'm saying,
hey, just so you know, that was a racist movement. Okay? Yeah,
by the way, I'm just saying that the liberal fantasy of getting rid of racism is never going to happen.
I'm not saying getting rid of racism. I'm saying getting rid of institutional racism. We have ultimate control over the institutions we create.
Like I said, that's where you and I disagree because I don't think it's institutionalized. But that doesn't matter.
Well, 150 years ago, is it legal that you could consider a black person 3/5 of a person?
Okay. Now you've got into my.
That's institutional. That was the country's.
Let me tell you something.
That was in the Constitution.
I don't want to belabor this point, but Let me tell you something that does exist, and let me tell you why. I'm gonna end it on this because the Nerdwatch podcast is going off the rails.
Yeah, it went way off the rails.
The three-fifths clause in the Constitution about blacks. It saves.
You wish they never got rid of it.
No, the fact is, no one knows their history. It saved them from slavery because the Democrats,
thank you, white people,
and the slave owners. Just to let you know.
And Abe Lincoln, a white man, set them free.
No, the slave owners.
Did you say Abe Lincoln?
No. I just want everybody to know why that clause exists. Right, because it's very important, and not a lot of people understand it. Everybody thinks it's racist. It's not. What happened is
they're trying to upgrade their humanity to stop the people from killing them.
Wrong. The fact is what they were trying to do in the South was to count every slave as a person. Okay?
And God forbid.
What happened then was that if that were the case, that would mean that their states and their votes would count for those people, right? So the people that are owning them don't have a vote. The people, the slaves don't have a vote, but yet they count as people. They're, now,
the black guy's below the white guy.
Now, so I just want everybody to understand something, is that that three-fifths clause saved us from the South.
Thank you, white people.
Institutionalizing slavery.
Can I say it enough? Thank you, white people.
So, what happened is that you can't, when you count them as a whole person, they would have gotten the votes to institutionalize slavery, and that never happened because of the three-fifths clause.
Thank God for that.
So that is an unfair statement. But this is not history nerd watch. This isn't a history watch. Well, we can go over that later because it's one of my favorite subjects. But.
Why does it have to be black lightning?
Woo! All right, we're good.
White lightning.
We're good. Anyway, moving on.
Why does it got to be black?
Listen, this is the most racially fueled, fun conversation I've had in a long time. This still is the Nerd Watch. It's been a lot of fun.
Why is everybody standing?
I know, seriously. I'm about to throw down. I'm just going to throw down.
The minute he does the sign off, we're just going to be like,
let me tell so just
black actors.
Just to let you all know, you guys can watch Spectre on digital digital download now. Lego Marvel Avengers is out to play on PS4 and Xbox One. If you guys want some nerdy stuff.
Something else nerdy. What? TMNT Out of Manhattan. Yeah. That eventually looks amazing.
TMNT Black Out of Manhattan. I did see that. That's on Nickelodeon, right?
No, the new video game.
Oh, the new video game. Yeah, that's right.
The
I
Xbox
did see that.
One and PS4
Those
game.
Are the guys that made Platinum Games. The guys that
Platinum
made...
It looks... Incredible.
The guys that are making that game Scalebound. It looks
amazing. The new Ninja Turtles
game.
Yeah.
It looks really cool.
Minecraft? It's like an open world kind of game.
Yeah,
Minecraft?
Yes. Minecraft.
The
Minecraft?
Graphics on Minecraft are just boggling.
Right. Minecraft?
Yeah.
Anyway, black actors!
Listen, Alika.
Yes.
I love arguing with you.
I love arguing with you, too.
I love having
this one thing you'll learn about me and probably have is that I don't relent.
I know. I like that. I love that. That's what I like. So, Alika, thanks for having us at the store. I appreciate the open conversation.
We're never coming back. He's never having us back.
Yeah, all you white guys are all right.
Somebody give Dave Chappelle an Oscar.
So, for Format, for Gannon, for Todd, for Big C, for Swan, for Hennessy, for Alika and myself, IMG Money, peace out, much love, and most assuredly, stay tuned next week because it's going to get freaking nuts.
We'll see how many of us come back next week.
Peace out, much love, most assuredly, always stay nerdy, and until next time, we say to you, and always keep this in mind, Aloha!
Oh no.